Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you challenged by self-esteem and it's really blocking you and you wish you had more self-esteem? Well, today I'm going to share an approach on this, and if you stay until the end, I have an extra bonus exercise you can use as well to really boost it up. Now, I've had my fair share of challenges with self-esteem, and I know I'm not alone in that. I can remember a few years ago going to see a counsellor because it was really low, and I'd had a couple of challenges in my personal life and my dating life and it not working out, and it really kind of brought out some of those self-esteem challenges. And sometimes when we get close to someone, or perhaps there's an opportunity for growth, as you could see it. Maybe it's like in a business situation. Maybe it is in that intimate relationship setting. And then it can really test your self-esteem. Because sometimes when these situations go wrong, it comes back to that fear that we're not enough. If perhaps we've been rejected or it didn't work out. Or maybe you're in a job and you get fired. Or maybe your business doesn't go to plan, or maybe you get a lot of rejection in something else. That can really bring about a lot of self-esteem challenges. And for me, I went through a couple of challenges when I was like dating and it didn't work out with her, and it was a bit of a shock to the system. And I was really into her, and then it really knocked me back into self-esteem challenges. And before that, I'd had challenges up and down with self-esteem. Not that severe, though. And I think sometimes when we have a major thing, for me personally, and speaking to other people I'm talking from here, and I've coached people since then, of course, as well. And I think, like, when we're just going, we're comfortable, when we're going through day-to-day life, like I was for a lot of my 20s. Yes, I'd had dates and stuff and setbacks and stuff, but I had a couple of other circumstances and work as well that really knocked me back. And I think if we're comfortable and things are going okay or good, we don't notice our self-esteem challenges as much. But when things really go against us, that can really affect it. And that can be, and if you're living on that model, it can be quite dangerous because you're very much reliant on external things to validate how you feel about you. And that, I got to such a low point of self-esteem that I decided to change it around and take back control of how I felt about me. And that's part of my mission on this podcast, to really empower you and other people to do the same. And I remember going to a counsellor and then talking about how I was feeling and these kind of things. And actually, if I'm honest, I felt, at the time, I remember feeling a little bit judged by the counsellor for what I was kind of saying. Maybe it's just their manner, but like, I'm currently with an amazing therapist. Like, I just think it's healthy therapy, honestly. Like, wherever you are in life, I think it's proactively good. Like, I'm doing pretty good at the moment. And I still think it's proactive to have a therapist that I talk to about feelings, because you don't want them bottled in. And if you're a guy and you're listening to this, especially, because I've been terrible to keep my feelings bottled up a lot of my life. And when we seek, anyway, back to self-esteem, like for me, I lost a brother when I was 2.5, 3, and I had quite an emotional session about this the other day with my therapist. And I started talking about how it really impacted me for many years. Like, I felt alone inside, even though I had two loving parents, a loving sister, I've still got all that, very fortunate to have that. I felt very alone inside for many, many years. And it's something I've had to work on till this day. Feeling like I'm alone, really, and it had impacted my self-esteem and not necessarily trusting or wanting to get close to people. And then, of course, that incident I was talking about when I got very close to someone, it was, when it didn't work out, that really brought out self-esteem issues. So I just really wanted to share, in a kind of weird roundabout way, my own experiences a little bit of self-esteem. And for many years, I was reliant on external things to make me feel good. When things go my way, great, I feel good. When they didn't, I felt horrendous about myself. And that's a very dangerous game to play, because life's always up and down. And it's about how much we can take control of our own validation to ourselves and what we do within ourselves. Now, how is self-esteem formed? Well, self-esteem is my personal simplest definition that I learned from Marissa Peer, who's an amazing, one of the top celebrity therapists out there. And we have beliefs that form in early years. They form and they shape us. Like if we have, and when we have something that goes wrong, maybe there's a significant emotional event that impacts us. And then we start creating beliefs about the other people, the world, and ourselves. Someone shouts at us when we're a young kid, tells us, "Oh, you're such an idiot." That can go into your system and you might not even believe it's there. For me, I started creating my own meanings of I'm actually alone because I'd lost my baby brother. And actually that was hanging around with me for many years and it impacted my self-esteem. Now the good news is, obviously that's not good news, the good news is that we can become more conscious of what it is that's actually some of the things that are impacting our self-esteem and we can transform it. Becoming aware that we want to transform our relationship with ourselves, to build our own self-esteem, is not only going to benefit you, it's going to benefit others around you as well. So it's about becoming conscious and then taking action. Now, how's it going to help you continuing with low self-esteem? Is it just impacting on you? Is it impacting on others around you? What's it going to cost you if you don't work on your self-esteem for the years to come? Well, I'm going to go into some points now. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, so let's dive into these points on how you can improve your self-esteem. The first one is just make the decision. When I started really working on my self-esteem and confidence, self-esteem, again, defining these, being how much you like yourself, and confidence being the trust you have in your abilities, and confidence can be specific. You've got to make a decision that you want to improve your self-esteem. You've got to make a decision. Like, is it I'm going to continue to keep talking trash to myself, treating myself with disrespect, say I'm an idiot in front of people and being so negative about myself, or do you want to change that and feel good within yourself and be a good example to others? It starts with a decision. The second thing, and actually before I go on the second thing, I want to say this as well. For me personally, people used to get annoyed when I used to play myself down. And I know I get annoyed by people who play themselves down. In fact, I'm not sure I'd necessarily say someone who's really arrogant, but I'd much rather hang out with someone who's confident and they're able to take compliments and they're able to therefore create a good positive vibe on others than that person who goes, "Oh, well, I didn't really do a good job. I'm not very good." If someone tells you you did a good job and you tell them, "Oh, that's not true," you're calling them a liar. You're insulting the other person. When I realise that, the better. When someone tells, if I compliment someone and they tell me, "Oh, I didn't do that great," I'm going to tell them that's an insult to me. You need to take the compliment. So that's the first one. make a decision to improve it. Be that kind of person that's going to be the light for others. It's going to be hard. There's going to be a bit of work to do. Is it going to be worth it? Or what's going to be harder going on with your life? Well, it's up to you. Do you want the hard that's doing a little bit of work on your self-esteem? Or do you want the hard that you're just making life hard on yourself by pulling yourself down all the time? The second thing, make time for yourself every single day. Listen to yourself, even if it's 5-10 minutes, ideally 10 minutes. Just sit with yourself in silence and ask yourself how you're feeling. Sit, how are you feeling in your body? How's your body feeling? Just talk to yourself, ask yourself what you want. What are your intentions for the day? Anything, just have that silence, that time in silence. And you do have 5-10 minutes a day, whoever you are. Everyone has 5-10 minutes a day. Everyone has the same amount of time in a day. It's about prioritizing. Do you think that prioritizing time for yourself every day, 5-10 minutes in silence and building on a relationship with you when you're going to spend 100% of your time in your life with you is a good idea? I personally believe so. It's up to you. The third one, the quality of people in your life. You can do a little bit of what I said, and I hope you do, what I talked about so far. Please, you know, I'm here as a guide. Now, if you do those first two things, and you've got people around you who make you feel utter worthless, it's not going to last very long. As human beings, we adapt to our environments. That's just what we do. It's just natural. Like, You see people who live in like cold environments, they adapt to it. You see people who live in warm environments, they adapt to it. I personally quite like both. It's a good mix. I'm one of those people who actually like the rain as well. I live in the UK, so I'm used to it. But I also like it when it's sunny. Anyway, we adapt to those environments. If you go to McDonald's constantly, you will adapt to that environment. And sorry to say, your body probably will not be a six-pack. If you go to the gym and eat healthy, you know, juices, whatever diet that makes you, or nutrition plan, better term than diet. If you keep hanging out in that kind of environment, you probably can have a pretty good level of energy than going to McDonald's. It's the same with the people. If you're hanging out, if you're in an environment where people are like pulling you down, make you feel negative, you're going to stoop to that. You're going to be like, oh, I'm useless, I'm pathetic, they must be right. It's going into your conscious mind, what you're consciously paying attention to, and the unconscious mind, what you're not necessarily knowing that you're even taking in. Information's coming at you left, right, and center. So make sure you've got a good circle around you. And then you may have to have those hard conversations again with people and say, look, you just don't make me feel good. And I want to be the best for me, maybe the best for my kids, maybe the best for my family, maybe the best for my other friends. And you're really putting me down, and I can't be dealing with this energy. Is it going to be a tough conversation? Yes. I'll tell you what's going to be tougher though, going through life feeling miserable. So what's it to be? Okay, now I want to, and again, like, I want to be really clear, like, with what I say in my podcast. Most of this stuff is quite simple, but it's not easy. Okay, I'll say that again. It is quite simple, it is not easy. I believe most things in life are actually quite simple, but not easy as well, right? Simple means you know what you've got to do. Like in today's day and age, there is not a shortage of information or leaders or strategies to tell us what we need to do. But it's easy versus hard. And often we move away from something when it's hard, and then we don't think about how hard it's going to be on us in the long term if we keep with the easy option that's just keeping us comfortable but miserable. So again, I really want you to think about, if something's a little bit of resistance, think about what it's actually costing you by not making the change. And again, only you will know. Listen to your instinct. I'm just here as a guide. If a set of relationships is not serving you, if your self-talk is not serving you, then listen to yourself and change it. Maybe it's fine. Maybe it's absolutely fine. Then you don't need to make a change. Again, I'm not telling you what's right and wrong. I'm just sharing my perspective and asking you the questions. So I'm going to go into my final point in a moment. I just want to thank you though for, you know, taking control of your life, listening to information like this. I really appreciate you for being here. And if you've appreciated today's episode, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can impact more people's lives together. I don't do paid ads. I don't get people to like spend. I don't spend millions and millions with companies. I don't even spend, you know, anything on ads. This is just organic that I want to share with people. So any rating or review would be highly appreciated for the 7 of episodes a week I'm making. So thank you. So the final point I want to share with you, the bonus point. List everything that is great about you. 5 minutes a day for a week. I've explained this exercise before. I just think it's really important, especially for self-esteem. For 5 minutes a day, for every day for a week, just write down every little thing you've achieved, no matter how small you think it is. Because what that's gonna do is retrain your brain to look for the good of you. We've got a negative bias usually, as most human beings, because we're bombarded with lots of negative information, let's face it. Not always, but lots of things like on the news, of fear being injected, things like, you know, COVID, recessions, all these kind of things are always coming at us. And there's always going to be some kind of negative event going on in the world. I know it's been quite dramatic recently, and I won't go into them, but there's always something going on negative in the world. There's always something that's right though. So I want you to start thinking about what's right about you. So for 5 minutes a day, for every day for a week, just commit to writing everything. Don't let the pen leave the paper. That's great about you or what you've achieved. It can be as small as getting up on time, which I don't always do. I'm going to put my hands up. Or it could be taking a cold shower. It could be going to work. It could be saying a kind thing to someone. Could be, yeah, working out. Could be writing 100 words of your new book. Whatever it is, like as many things you think of today, yesterday, last week, last month, any time in your life, just commit to that. Again, I want to really emphasize this point I'm super passionate about. If you listen to something and don't do anything with it, it's not useful. It's just, if you're not going to do anything, it is not going to change your life. You only change your life by actually implementing things, even if it's one small thing from today. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.